Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it.
Hello, hello. All right, it's party time. Episode number 200. Woohoo! So I started this podcast in 2019 and I love it so much. So thanks for being here. So today, what we are going to do is in celebration of 200 episodes. And I wanted to give you a bit of an update on where I am at personally, because that's what I also love about this, is that it is a record of kind of the things that I'm thinking about, the clients that I'm working with, and my own evolution as a business owner along the way. So I think that's so cool to have this this asset as something like this body of work that grows as I grow. And so I thought 200 is an incredible milestone to kind of look back a little bit and talk about what is going on moving forward and where I am at and all the things. So I'm going to start by traveling back in time and be very self-indulgent, not self-indulgent, because it's actually doesn't, it's a bit weird for me, to be honest, to talk about myself, but I am going to go back in time a bit to give you a bit of perspective around my journey and where I come from when I give you my thoughts on the podcast and how it is that I work with clients and all of the things that go into that, because we are what we experience and our perspective comes from what we experience. So I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about my journey in that way. So let's dive in. I'm going to go back to when I was at uni, because I did a double degree in business and visual art because I knew that I wanted to work in an office building. That's all I knew. I wanted to work in the city. I grew up by the beach, but I wanted to work in the city. And a business degree is full of subjects like statistics and economics and accounting, which I had to do in order to get to the fun marketing subjects. But a couple of years without creativity was enough to have me want to tack on a whole extra degree, which I did, and an extra year of fees to get some more enjoyable subjects from the start. So that's what I did. I did the double degree in business and visual art so that I could do art and not just plain business and go and be really bored. And what I learned from that was that it's okay to do things differently. That was kind of the first time that I chose my pathway, and it was different to the way that other people were doing it. Up until then, I'd done the, you know, private school girl thing, and I hadn't made my decisions really. And so this was the first time I learned it's okay, it is safe to do things differently. And around that time too, I started my first 9-to-5 and I was exhausted. Like, it energetically drained me. It energetically drained me. And not for the hours, right? Like, I can work long and hard hours. And especially then, I was 18. My dad had a restaurant. Like, I knew how, it wasn't that. So what I did was I swapped that job for 3 part-time jobs. And I was so much happier. And I loved that, even though I probably got less sleep because I was working some mornings and nights and all of that. But that's what I did for 8 years. I worked 2 or 3 jobs that I loved. So usually like a corporate type of job and a hospitality or a fitness related job. What I learned was that I love flexibility. I love doing things my way. And though I didn't know that I was going to be an entrepreneur, I learned that, again, reinforcing that it's okay to do things differently. It's okay to make decisions in your own way and that we get to choose. In 2010, had a flash of inspiration while I was driving, and I started my first business. It was a fitness membership in person, but before fitness memberships were kind of really a thing. And what I learned from that, I wasn't qualified, by the way, when I had this flash of inspiration, I had to go and get qualified. But what I learned was that intention and decision are super powerful. We get to choose a pathway and walk it. And when we do, when we make that decision and we take the action aligned with that decision, we're walking that pathway. And when we do that, we get to that destination. So intention and decision dictate what we do, dictate our actions, and that determines where we get to. That determines where we get to. So all of a sudden, this degree qualified person, you know, business and art, I was a fitness instructor because I wanted to start a business. And that was so left of field, but it really, again, taught me that we get to choose. So that's around the time that I got married, and I thought that I was going to be a stay-at-home mum. And in 2013, when we had our daughter, I lasted less than 6 months being a stay-at-home mum. I was going out of my mind. I learned that I was not built to be a mother 24/7, that I was desperate for a job. I was like looking for jobs online. And I was running Mums and Bobs fitness classes, but they kind of didn't count because I was with my daughter. And so I started working part-time again, mostly from home. And what I really learned then from that was that I love solving problems. And it is leaders that get paid to solve problems. So I'm going to say that again. Leaders get paid to solve problems. And entrepreneurship, it's all about that, right? And this was a complete breakthrough in self-discovery and how I actually saw myself. Because my whole life, I thought I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. And hubby was on board, and that's what we were working towards. And I did not like it at all. I love being a mother, right? I have 4 children now, but I just can't do it 24/7. I'm just not built to thrive in that environment. I'm a better mother when I'm not around them 24/7. All right. So at that time, we were living near Melbourne, near the city, and hubby was a carpenter. But we knew that by the time our kids went to school, that we wanted to be living back by the beach where we grew up. We couldn't afford to live there yet, but we were thinking, like, how do we make this actually happen? And the way that that happened was that we bought a really tiny house, renovated it, sold it, bought a bigger house that was actually half built, finished building it. So we were renovating and selling. We only did that twice, but we were living in these houses at that time with one, then 2 children. What I learned was that I can do hard things. We are so much stronger than we know. We are so much stronger than we know. And again, reinforcing the fact that we get to decide our own pathway and the decisions that we make take us to that destination if we take the action steps. And that, like, we're adults. Again, like, this sounds a bit weird, right, when you say it, but we're adults and we get to decide. And when we decide something, that actually happens if we take the right steps. Okay, so then we sold up, we moved to the coast, we had no idea where we wanted to live, and we still couldn't really afford to. So we moved in with my brother-in-law, and all of our belongings were in storage except for our clothing. So we didn't have our furniture, we didn't have our things, we didn't have anything except for our clothing, while we saved and we decided where to live and what to do. So we moved 2 hours away. So I was declined flexi time from my high-paying national training manager job. So I had to quit because we were moving regionally. And at the time, there were no high-paying part-time jobs, especially not from home. And I didn't want to leave home when my kids were asleep to go into the city and then come back when my kids were asleep. And I knew I wanted to have more kids. So what did I do? I started a marketing agency, as you do. And wow, the things that I learned. What I had decided was that my family was actually more important than money. And let me be clear here. It's not like I was in the position that I had all of this money to be like, oh, that's okay, I don't need more. Like, we was tight, right? Like, there was not a whole heap of cash lying around. We knew that we wanted to build a house. And so any savings had to go to that. There was not this influx where we had that kind of luxury to be like, oh, it just kind of doesn't matter. No, it was a sacrifice that we made. And that's what I learned. I learned that I could sacrifice for the things that I wanted. So that means I said no to things. It means that I didn't go out for dinner. It means that, you know, we didn't have a whole heap of nice things, or, you know, all of that. We really did live on the minimum that we could live on in order to create the life that we wanted to create and spend the time with family. So what else did I learn in that time? I learned that I had value to offer other business owners, that I could make money on my terms, that I could totally and completely design my own life, that there were and are no boxes or limits, except for the ones that we make for ourselves. I learned that freedom is truly possible and that I could have whatever I wanted if I was willing to do what it took to make it happen. That's what starting my business and growing my business proved to me, that I could take control of my life. Because up until that point, I was kind of dabbling, right? I had a corporate job. I was doing a bit of my things that I wanted to do on the side, but mostly for fun. Jason had a corporate job, like, and not a corporate job. He had a carpentry job. Like, it was okay. It was fine, but I wasn't really taking control of my life. And that's when I started my business, that's what I did. And I realized that that's possible for everyone. And what I created was what I want for every woman. So this is where most people kind of hear my story start. Most of them don't hear that backstory. Most of them hear when I started my business. And this is when we then had our third child. I retired my husband after probably 2 years of running the marketing agency. I started a coaching business, helping other women actually make money from businesses. We built our dream home by the beach. My husband, Jason, he owned and built our house. COVID happened. We had our fourth baby. 2 weeks later, I decided to start a third business, another agency. And then I learned the most about true leadership, personal capacity, systems, and team. So 2021 was the hardest year of my life. I had a newborn. I had three businesses. I had team members that needed more support from me. I had three other kids in and out of care with lockdowns. And I had no husband around because he was working 15 to 18 hour days to build our house before our builder's insurance ran out. That was 2021 for me. It was a lot. And I could not slow down because, one, we were owner building. And for anyone who knows anything about that, it's almost impossible to get a bank loan that's at all helpful, which means we needed the cash. And any savings that we had, we needed it. And number two, we had no other income. Remember, I had retired my husband 2 years before that. So there was no other income. I couldn't not do the things. I couldn't get extra support because my team were already at capacity and couldn't do that. It was lockdown, so I couldn't actually get physical support. It was hard. And when I was thinking about this, just that really cliche saying came to mind that there's like diamonds grow under pressure. And that was true for me. Like we are refined and we grow often in the fire. Like those hardest times really make us who we are. And for me, like by the grace of God, that was true for me. I grew in that time. And the experience of that led me to get really serious about leadership and leverage. That made me like ruthless about simplifying things, about cutting out the unnecessary things, about being able to make decisions quickly and from the place I wanted to be, not from where I was. Right? And that is why coaching is really important because we get scared and we don't like making decisions from the place we want to be. But that is how we actually get there. And so from that time, from the experience, I grew so much personally, and therefore I grew professionally because I grew my capacity to be able to hold more. Right? I grew my capacity to be able to hold more. And now that is what I help other people do, is work on leadership and leverage, because that is what you need in order to scale. That is what you need in order to scale. So what does that look like now? What does life look like now? Now we decided after all of that, the kids went back to school for a little while, and then we decided actually, no, we want to homeschool. For me, that decision was a lot around the freedom part of it. I didn't enjoy getting my kids up at a certain time and rushing them, having to have uniforms prepared and make lunches and get them out the door and, four kids in three different places and book day and athletics. And that was not fun for me, to be honest. And I wanted to spend more time with them. And I realized, hey, if we homeschool, we're location dependent because I already work with clients all over the world on different time zones. So why not do it from Thailand? Why not do it from Vietnam? Why not do it from Europe? And so that's what we're doing. We are homeschooling and traveling the world with our four kids, working as we go, making really great money, working with clients that absolutely blow my mind. It sounds braggy, and for me, that's like, oh, like, but I'm not saying it to be like, oh, look at me. Like, that is, I'm saying it because this is not where I started. This is not where I came from. No one told me this was possible. It is purely because I had an idea and I started walking towards it and making decisions aligned with that place. So what does my business look like if I'm on the other side of the world? What does my business have to look like if I don't want to work every day? What does my business have to look like if XYZ, if I don't want my husband to work? Right? If I want my husband home with me every day, if I want half a day every day to homeschool, if I want, like, what does my business have to look like if? And this is what you get to do for yourself. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that you are going to be there tomorrow or in 3 months, but you get to decide what you want, no matter what it looks like, and you get to walk towards that. And every single day, I have the honor to work with powerhouse women and couples that are all doing that for themselves, creating their own version of their business and life by design, creating that freedom and legacy for themselves and their families. And it is absolutely incredible. And I pinch myself every single day. If that is you, if you are feeling like you are spinning your wheels, if you are working really hard and you are not gaining traction, it is going to be one of three things, right? Number one, your strategy, which everyone like goes to this as the first point of call, which it's not necessarily, right? I'm a business strategist, so I don't say that lightly. But this is what people try and fix when things aren't working. And it's not always your strategy. If you are making money in your business, it's probably not your strategy. Number two is systems. Systems you need. You need systems in order to be able to have to simplify things, to delegate them, to automate them, and free up space. We need systems in our business, and there are certain things that move the needle and make things easier, and there are certain things that don't. And so I work with clients on that. Number three, if you already have a successful business and you're a service provider, you're a freelancer, like you are at capacity, it's going to be number three, it's going to be support, right? It's deeper than strategy and systems. And I don't mean support necessarily in terms of just giving things to people, because you can, right? And that kind of comes into systems, actually. It does come into systems. There's seven systems. We can talk about that next session. Next podcast, we'll talk about that. Support, it's support systems in place. Things like, how are you actually building your capacity to hold more? Because it's not about doing more. It's about making decisions. It's about growing personally and professionally. So what are you doing for professional development? What are you putting in? What's the input? What coaching support do you have to help you see the blind spots? What mindset practices are you doing to help you increase your tolerance for risk, to help you fail faster and get up faster? What are those things that you're doing? What are the self-care practices that help you to regulate and recalibrate and be able to make those scary decisions from where you want to be? Because that, those better decisions, though, that are aligned with that version of your business and life that you want, make the difference. It's not the strategy. It's like, once you've got a strategy that makes you money, great. You have a system that makes you money. You have a strategy, you put the systems in place, you get back your time. And then it's, how do you scale? It's the support piece. It's all of those, it's the scaffolding around you. Because that is the most important thing. And that is the thing that I see people struggling with. It's the mental load that they can't do anymore. They can't fit anymore in to be able to allow their business to grow. They're holding it all already. They're holding as much as they can, right? It's like when you go to the gym and you hold like the heaviest barbell you can. If you're not working on building your strength, doing other things, not just with the barbell, then you're not going to be able to hold a heavier barbell. So it's all of that scaffolding in place that is the thing that keeps most women, most people that are generating some form of success in their business, that like the woman that I'm thinking of is that VA or that service provider that is at capacity, right? You know how to make money. You know how to bring on clients. You might have some freelancers doing some work from you, and you're just doing as everything that you can, and you're not growing, and you're on this hamster wheel, right? That is the woman that I work with most of the time. And it's like, strategy and systems are easy to clean up. It's the support piece, that scaffolding, professional development, mindset practices, like all of that piece that allow the strategy to work. So yes, I work with people on strategy because we need something that is simple, that is like the 20% that makes the 80%. It's not something we need to keep coming back to. Once we have a great strategy, amazing. That doesn't change. Some of the tactics are going to change. Great. Platforms might change. Fine. Systems might change as you grow. Amazing. But when you know where you're going, like you have the road, we know we can create the roadmap pretty easily. It's walking it out. It's that support piece that many people are missing. So if your business is not growing and you are stuck at that current level, it is going to be one of these three things: strategy, systems, support. I have a free video training on those three things because you can hear in my voice, I'm so passionate about these three things. And I'm going to go into this more in the next podcast about why I'm talking about my seven system framework in this way now. And it's because as more and more women come to me at these higher levels, I can see and I know in myself, in my growth trajectory, that these three things together are the things that allow you to build a successful, sustainable, and scalable business. So if you want the free training, then it's just 20 minutes, it's a video. DM me on Instagram to get it. Scroll down underneath here and have a look. Click on the link there. It will be there. I want you to have this, right? I speak to too many women who are keeping themselves small because they're not thinking about it in this way. And it doesn't matter what type of business you have. It is still applicable. I cannot wait for you to get your hands on this. Thank you so much for being here and celebrating 200 episodes with me. I'm feeling so beyond blessed and grateful to have you all here, and I cannot wait for the next 200. So thank you all from my apartment in Bangkok today. I'll talk to you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.